devil's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
When's the last time you chewed bubblegum and not just, like, sugarless extra?
I have a 10-year-old, so...
Oh!
More recently than the last month or so, but it is awful.
It really gumballs? Hurts my... Does he like gumballs?
They're the bubble yum, the big bubble giant yum. Bubble yum. And
remember the, like, big league chew?
Oh, yeah, with the shred.
Do they still make that?
Oh, yeah, they still do. It's fantastic. Getting kids hooked. I can't wait till I get that real chew.
Or the 3-foot-long bubble gum tape?
Oh, she's got the bubble tape for sure. That loses flavor within like 30 seconds.
Within the minute. All I can think of is now just rushing back to me is all the candy that used to be available at the Little League field in Madison growing up that I would go eat while I watched my brother play. I was dragged along to my brother's Little League games, and Big League Chew was a big one.
That's a tradition now in Major League Baseball clubs. They all the rookie, whoever's the youngest on the totem pole of the bullpen, always has to carry the snack bag around it. All it has is like sunflower seeds and gum and candy and all this stuff you can chew.
Nice. All right. Well, let's take a couple calls since people have called in since our last segment before we move on to gun control and the new proposal that has come out of the Senate from, we have Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, hello. Which Republican candidate would I distrust the least? And the answer is, of course, the obvious, none of the above. Somehow we've got to wake up the so-called uncommitted or unaligned voter, and they have to understand what this election really is about, and it's especially the case in the state of Wisconsin. The Republicans, if you believe anything they say, have gone full-on fascist. You know, they're looking at almost 200-year-old abortion law, and they want to keep it. If you can control somebody's body that way, and the Supreme Court says, oh, it's not in the Constitution. Well, it's not in the Constitution either that you can't make a law against a particular political party that I've ever seen, at least. And so why not simply say, okay, if you are a registered Democrat or if you voted registered Democrat, here is your penalty. You will not be able to vote. I see no reason, nothing that could stop them based on what the Supreme Court is saying.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call, Jack. But that, yeah, I mean, it's easy to imagine a dystopian future of where things legally get stripped away, right? And so I'm still an optimist, but I think that has more to do with how I'm built rather than based in reality, because I think there's a lot of people who are sounding the alarm to not a lot of... without a lot of success at the moment, but
I'm totally not an optimist.
I
know that I'm a cynic, and I know that gerrymandering works because people vote the same all the time.
Do they? Because I only say that because if we think back, if we talk about Wisconsin again, right? There is in 2018, 12% of people that did vote that voted for Tammy Baldwin and Scott Walker.
About 150,000 people.
And there are also people who voted for Trump the first time who did not. Either they didn't vote at all or they voted for Biden the second time. And there's still a decreasing number. But I do think there are people who are swing voters. And even more so, there's people who, the larger pot is people who don't vote at all.
Yeah, there's a huge group of people who were Trump voters as well as Obama voters.
Yeah.
And they both are proudly voted for both of them. And you know who brought those two groups together? Bernie Sanders.
Are you a Bernie guy?
I'm for Bernie's ideas. Not necessarily. I don't care if it's Bernie or not. As long as those things get done.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm out about. That's what I've been all about since the beginning of time. And he's the first person to go and say the same thing I've been thinking this whole time. So yeah.
Got it. All right, let's take another call. Is Mark from the SAC still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here. But, thanks for holding.
Taking my call.
Yeah, no problem at all. And thanks, Kristen. Dazzling intellect, dazzling smile. That from what I saw you on the Facebook there. That, but yeah, it's maybe what the Democrats have to start playing is that a video from what a clip from 2000. I think it was 2012 with Republican women want Republicans. Kate Beckinsale did it, and the punchline was in their vaginas. And I mean, it just is. Republicans want to control women completely. And I mean, and it's, you know, look at Amy Coney Barrett, came from a cult that more or less had men in control, and you know, the Handmaid's Tale cult, and that, and if you want a, you know, in a nutshell, then the movie is the first movie that came out with Robert Duvall as the commander, you know, in A Handmaid's Tale. You can see what, you know, what these guys really want, because they just have seen things go badly as far as they're concerned, and they want to just take control. And as as Jack just said, I mean, I wouldn't trust any of these Republicans at all. I mean, that because none of them are good news at all, and Republicans are just going further and further to the right. And they haven't believed in any kind of equality at all for a long time. I mean, for gosh sakes, they were, you know, cutting back on sex education back when Walker was governor. I mean, that it is it's just a cavalcade of evil. And you know, getting back to, you know, what we heard yesterday, Ron Johnson was likely involved in the fraudulent electors. Well, I mean, I think there's a whole slew of Republicans involved in that fraudulent elector thing, and I think all of them need to be hauled up. And if you're tangentially connected to that, you didn't report the crime that was going on, you have no business being in office.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. You know, I saw someone, I don't know, in all the content that I consume, I don't know where I saw this, but I saw someone, you know, talk about how after, like, when Republicans came back and kind of had their stronghold coming out of the 60s, and they just painted Democrats as such radicals because of all the protests and everything that was the advocacy and the civil unrest for civil rights that was happening. And so there was just this, like, campaign basically to really, like, this is the radical party, like, they're crazy. And I think for some of us, that's very easy to see. Like, when you see some of these evangelical preachers who are going viral, when they're just going, they're off their rocker, it's like, how are we not doing a better job? I don't know if it's because media is the both sidesism, or and trying to appeal to the middle and not trying to appeal. Like, I know I'm biased. Like, I work in opinion, right? Like, I am not, despite doing stuff at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, like, I am squarely in opinion. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not objective, but I do try to hear both sides, and I do try to listen to people who don't agree with me. I try to follow media outlets that are notoriously right, just to hear what they're saying. And it feels so crazy. It feels so radical.
I think the scary part is we are doing better. That's the thing. Like, the information is now available. I shudder to think where we would be if we had such a deliberate and cynical force pushing against the population 60 years ago, before people could minute by minute see what was happening. I mean, I think if we had a conservative government this powerful back then, we'd be in a much different place. As crazy and sad as that sounds.
Maybe. All right, let's take another call. Angie from Monroe.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the abortion thing. I think we need to keep talking about how many of these women don't realize they're going to take your birth control. And they've actually said that they're going to go after your birth control, and they're going to change it to where, you know, how we have rape and incest and all that, as, you know, where you can still get an abortion. Well, they're going to change that. I actually saw someone saying that on one of their things that they were talking about, you know, at one of their rallies.
Certainly, I'm not sure I know anyone who has come out publicly and said, like, as a Wisconsin elected official who's come out and said, yes, the next step is that we're going to repeal access to birth control. I haven't seen anyone who said that. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But certainly in other states, I think it was the Mississippi governor that basically, I think he was caught off foot, like off foot, and said like, if that wouldn't be off the table, but no. And it goes back to the thing that you said, what Brian said earlier, was the dog that catches the car. And where does this small minority of people who, because of their religious beliefs, have an opinion on when life begins and access to birth control and all of these things, there are people who are going to give in to that ideology because they think it's going to get them elected. But just to be fair, I have not heard anyone that is in Wisconsin that has said that is the goal as of right now.
Could you imagine if we gave any sort of credence whatsoever, even half of what we give to the Christian faith? Maybe what if they were doing the same thing and they were Islamic? What if they were doing the same thing if they were Jewish? What the whole world would melt down and destroy each other over flipping out over that. But if you say boo about, oh my God, there's always a war on Christmas somehow.
There is a war on Christmas. I'm sorry, Brian, did you not know?
I participate in every year, yeah. The war starts pretty much the day after Thanksgiving.
All right, let's take one more. Bill from Econowalk.
Good afternoon. I got to thank you and the whole crew and Mike and his whole business. You guys, I really mean this, I think help bring what's going on to light, because without you in Wisconsin, I don't know who else is. And you guys are doing a wonderful job. But now I can say I'm at peace, because I saw last night they tried to stick a microphone at Ron Johnson. And his hair was disheveled. His eyes were bloodshot. He looked a little bit of a mess. And he says, stay away from me. Stay away from me. He reminded me of Al Capone when they informed him that they had captured his accountant and he was going to trial. I saw a look of terror in Johnson's eyes. And I never thought that would get accomplished, but it's getting accomplished. And now these guys are deciding, well, what do we do? Do we plead guilty? Do we plead innocent? Or do we just resign? They have a few choices. I opt that they resign permanently for good from politics and don't waste the time in court. But you sign an affidavit that if you ever, ever run or support people for office, you're going to jail. Thanks for the time, and you guys keep up what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Bill. That was a great call. You know, and that's because we're going to get to, we have the audio for, I think it's two different calls. I think there's a call of when he's pretending to be on the phone and faking to be on the phone. And then I think the there's a different video that Bill was talking about, which was from yesterday, as far as the wide-eyed bewilderment of, oh God, that Ron Johnson potentially had. And it's interesting because he could have just not run again. Right? Like,
that's what he promised to do.
Well, regardless of the fact that he was like, I'm going to only two terms, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that this investigation, this committee hearing, of the committee hearings we're hearing now, that investigation has been going on for what, 17 months? And he had to have known what kind of stuff was coming down the pipeline. He had to have known what his own team. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say he didn't know. Let's say it was totally his chief of staff, who he's now claiming lied under oath, and that he didn't know what was in that package. You don't think he knew after the fact? And so the fact that it was either ego or hubris or I'll beat this, because he could have just not run again, and he chose to, and here we are. With him trying to now stave off like any kind of prosecution, I guess, for everything that happened on January 6th and the lead up of January 6th to him, and also try to win election again. So when we come back, we will play that audio from his fake phone call, the senior senator of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. I am Kristen Bry, filling in for Mike Crute with Brian Kelly, and this is Devil's Advocates.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.